What's up, folks? I'm Wazis Miller. And that's Ninja Steve.
Yo.
It's thought after dark.
Hiya.
Thought I was going to leave you out.
You thought he was gone. You thought maybe he had photoshopped in his own voice.
Yeah, you thought maybe there was a replacement, an android me.
Yeah, you know, sometimes people try to put androids in their shows.
Well, too, you could have three androids and put them into one, but it wouldn't equal me.
Oh, there's no way. There's not even an army of Skynet-produced androids that could ever fill the role of Ninja Steve.
No, I mean, you couldn't even have two androids, one from the Neither World and one from the Live World, combine themselves into one super android and would not even be remotely like me.
It could never scratch the surface of the skills that Ninja Steve brings to the table.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to say. But folks, you gotta understand something.
Yeah.
Thought Hour has come from a long
lineage. After Dark, the show, which we are on. Did we mention that?
No, that was not mentioned, but it has been mentioned It needs to be mentioned because it's real.
Okay, now back to his previous thought.
The lineage of Thought Hour has gone on for a long time, and the freshness that Ninja Steve provides and brings to Thought Hour After Dark is unobtainable.
Yes, it is definitely better than things that were non-attainable before.
Right. No android will ever replace Ninja Steve.
No. We're good here.
And I believe in that.
Yeah.
But you know what, Ninja Steve? I'm so excited tonight.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited. So, we got a big-time guest.
Man.
He's making a long distance here from another place.
Understand something,
folks. We're
going to
let that get into that when it gets into it.
When it gets into it and it becomes what it becomes, it will be so amazing that you will be flipped over and broken down a backwards man.
Or you'll be bored into a lonesome dole.
Yeah.
Whichever you choose.
Whatever hole you choose, make sure and accompany it with a rabbit.
Yeah. Or maybe a snail.
A snail. You know, snails are respectable. They have storage compartments and you may need stuff to travel.
I always feel that snails get a bad rap.
They do.
Most people don't have them as pets.
Yeah. Snails have really taken a point of where they've taken a beating.
Yeah. Back in the day, people had snails. They used to ride around on snails.
Yeah.
And, like, go really fast on them.
They did.
Yeah.
Which was unfortunate that the snail was replaced by a horse, because snails really, they're respectable.
Yeah. They have, like, a sturdy structure.
Oh, absolutely. Completely sturdy structure.
Mm-hmm. And you always know where your way back.
Yeah.
They got a trail to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah. And they're okay with being lassoed.
Yes, but nonetheless, we have a guest of utter importance, someone of prestigious caliber. He has battled numerous foes in his day.
Spells have been slain, folks.
One time I told there was a dragon involved, but we're not going to talk about that.
Oh, man.
Until later, maybe?
Yeah. We might have to let him get into that, the excitement. My hands are just tantalating with just abilities of fingers.
Yeah, I'm thinking two over... Maybe two. It all depends.
Yeah.
Depends on how it's going to be.
It really depends.
You know.
We'll let him make the decisions. He's come a long way, folks, to get here, and his abilities and what he brings to the table will flip a table.
Yeah, definitely. He's got seven things at the beginning, and he's definitely going to go from there. Depends on if he goes first or if we go first.
Yeah.
But,
It's all in the roll of a die.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, the best way to describe it, it's at the roll of a die. You know, it's you'll make your decision.
Well, I'm really hoping that he gets what he wants at first.
Right.
Because occasionally you don't, and then you have to go again.
Yeah, and you have to shuffle through your inventory of what you've got with you, and, you know, maybe hope you're dealt a better hand.
Yeah, and then if you are dealt a better hand and you don't get what you want, then you have to deal with less.
Yeah, and sometimes when you have to deal with less on the battlefield, it doesn't provide a solid format to keep going.
Hey, man, or the bedroom. Or anywhere.
Anywhere. In life in general.
Yeah. It depends on when you have less is not as good as having more.
Absolutely. It is a counterbalance situation across the board. If you go into a situation with less when you need more or an accurate balance, it's going to mess things up for you.
Yeah. It's like all those fans out there who are like, we didn't have enough Thought Hour After Dark to listen to, so we need more.
Yeah.
And then we understood your necessary need for more.
So we heard what you thought.
So we deliver... full carts of it. Like, absolutely. I filled this cart up full of more thoughts for you guys. You know, I'm going down the shelves in the thought market, just stocking it
just
up.
Just running down the shelves, one arm extended almost like a clothesline, rushing stuff off the shelf into a cart, pulling more.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, Flo, what can I get on this plan here? Can I get more savings on this thoughts for you guys? And
what do I got to do? What do I got to do?
And she was okay with it. She hooked me up with a bundle.
She put a camera in the back seat of my car, but I'm okay with it.
And it's all right.
Because it helps me get more.
Yeah,
and it helps me extend my thoughts and give you folks more.
And I'm just glad that you guys appreciate what we got for you, because I appreciate what you got for us.
And I'm excited.
Are you a fan of illusion? Are you a fan of mystery? Watch Jared Devils, Master of Illusion, Tuesday nights on FBS. See this card?
Yeah.
See it disappear?
Ooh.
Yeah. That's illusion.
Ooh, illusion.
Jared Devils, Master of Illusion.
Master of Illusion.
Tuesday nights on FBS.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah! It's your main man, DJ Waxy Jizz. You got a problem with your slicked out curls? You want to wax them down? Yeah. You got a problem with your turntables? Maybe your dance tables? Maybe your all kinds of tables? You got kitchen tables? Jazzy Wax, JJJ. So you need to get DJ Jazzy Wax, Waxy Jazz, Table Wax, Jazz Wax. It waxes jazz. It waxes fucking all types of boards. If it's a board, it'll wax it. All the jazz with the jazz. It's Waxy Jazz, and I wax things. Yeah.
Welcome back, folks.
I'm back.
Wow.
I've been here.
I've been places before.
This break, actually, I didn't go anywhere.
No, I gotta be honest with you, folks. I didn't really leave the table.
I kind of sat here.
I did. I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed the time.
I stretched my toes.
He did.
Yeah.
Ah, man.
I had to wax my nunchucks.
Man, I got...
That DJ, that Waxy Jazz, Wax Brand Jazz, really does it. Does the wonder on these nunchucks.
Yeah, I bet it does. Wax does good things for, you know, whatever. That's good. But, you know, what? I'm sorry, Ninja Steve.
What's the problem?
I picked up some bad habits on the road. I'm sorry. I lost focus. Well, I apologize. Yeah, that wax. I'm glad it's helping you out.
Well, those bad habits, we're going to have to get those in check.
It's okay, folks. You know, tonight, I'm extremely excited to announce to you.
Those alien bad habits, man.
You know, space is a tough place, but nonetheless, I'm extremely excited tonight, folks, to tell you.
I'm concerned for you, bro.
Hey, it's going to be all right. All right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
Okay. Anyway, we got a guest, though.
An amazing guest.
I've noticed a coincidence before we get into our guest. Okay. Real quick, coincidental, it seems like every week we have a guest.
We do.
It's like almost like it's going to happen every week.
Oh, man. That's so weird.
I would assume that,
that
one week that no one would show. But yeah. It just seems every week, by some nook or crook,
magical force or something, it just somebody shows up.
Yeah. Speaking of this week,
that's pretty interesting. Yeah. So, yeah, I never really broke that down before, Ninja
Steve.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I mean, aren't we in the season two by now? And I've never really thought about that.
Well, if you want to count the old stuff, we're actually in season 32.
Oh, that's right. That's
right. But we don't talk about that.
Sorry, we'll talk about that some other season.
Yeah. But anyway.
But nonetheless, folks, this guest. Need I say more? This man has traveled so far, it's just my mind is blown.
Yeah, we definitely have brought some excitement in our day. Maybe this might be it.
Welcome to Thought Hour After Dark. A Johnny Goldmane. It's an honor to have you, Johnny. I'm such a huge fan.
Big Johnny.
Well, it's an honor to be here, Waze Spiller. Ninja Steve, I traveled a very far distance to get here today, and it's such an honor to be here.
Well, I noticed you came here with haste.
I did. I didn't leave any haste behind. I made sure, and I used my life link to get here.
Definitely, we're glad to have you.
Yeah, it's such an honor, Johnny. I can't even begin to tell you. I know personally, I have made a rap song about you. I'm a huge fan of you.
Well, thank you very much, Waze Spiller. It's an honor to be on the show. I'm a huge fan of Thought After Dark.
Now, I'm familiar with the work. You know, I've studied a thing or two about you, guy.
I've traveled some planes.
Now, can you explain to the kids out there who aren't familiar with the fact that you might have invulnerability, okay?
Well, something I gotta explain to kids out there. I've been known to do a lot of things on turn floor. I will flip tables. I've been known to do that. I've also been known to distribute +1/+1 counters to creatures that you control.
And that's, personally, folks, when I have multiple creatures that get +1/+1 counters, I'm a huge fan of that.
Well, also, not to mention, I give them vigilance that turn.
Very nice. Now,
vigilance is good to have out there. Just give yourself an extra boost and don't have to tap to attack.
Well, attacking and tapping are sometimes two different things or the same thing.
You know, sometimes I can honestly say I've had a special occurrence with a woman where I've tapped and attacked, but it was all fair play.
Well, sometimes they ask for it.
Yeah, they do. They bring it onto themselves, or they just straight out ask for it. You're right.
Yeah.
Or they pay you for it.
True that.
Well, you know what? Sometimes when I'm out there on the battlefield and I'm having to tap an attack, I make sure that I also be very cautious of my levels of mana. I like to keep myself restrained and make sure I have all the proper sources to continue on my lands.
So, speaking of lands, now you have traversed many a land. Are you familiar, do you have a preferred type of land that you like to go upon?
Well, I like to consider myself a man of white plains. I like to stick on the white plains and lots of sun. Lots of white sun plains.
That's good. Have you ever tried a mountain, perhaps?
I have tried mountain one time. I decided to splash it in my color wheel one time. I also like to provide colorless to myself, but yes, I have got vengeant one time.
You know, one time I went to a swamp. That was pretty cool.
Swamps are very deadly places. They have a lot of death and destruction. I like to stay clear of that place.
What about a forest?
I would travel on a forest if I had the proper equipment.
If you had a boat, maybe, would you go to an island?
I would travel to an island, definitely, but there's a lot of wild things and wild wizards there. Drakes. Drakes are frightening. Drakes are very frightening.
I can honestly say I fear me a drake. But
I actually don't really like drakes themselves. They're like lizards that fly. And
that
I'm really
fly.
Cool
They're
with
so
that.
Disconvenient to the situation of a dragon.
It's like a bird.
Oh, dragon. Whoa. You didn't... I'm sorry, Wayne Speller. That frightens me. When I think about dragons, I get really frightened because there is a dragon out there that oversees all the land. And he's very, very frightening.
Can you divulge a little more about this, Johnny Gold?
Well, I'll tell you something out there for the kids. If you're ever out there deciding to mix around and have a conflux in your life... and you're having shards of Alara and such, there's a man out there that looks like a cockroach. And that cockroach, he comes from a long time ago, spread over all different types of mana. And he's a dragon of wise knowledge. And he brings all the planes together, and he attacks from all the planes.
Cool. Wow. He sounds pretty devious.
Yeah, that's a pretty evil dragon.
He sounds like a shady number.
He's very shady.
Yeah.
I would veer to the fact that if you were ever playing him in a game of cards, he'd probably make your whole entire hand be discarded.
Yeah, I guarantee.
That's something he would do to you. He's shady like that.
Wow. Well, so damn. You've had some triumphant battles out there, Johnny. What? So where? Tell me specifically, where are you from?
Well, I'm from the Plain of Naya, and I lived there very peacefully with my tribe of other cats until one day my brother came up missing, and that's why I went after Nicol Bolas, that evil dragon from knowledge.
Wow.
Strong work.
Well, that is strong work. I mean, you Definitely. Know, sometimes you have to avenge things.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know. So, do you have a problem with Pyrexian infection?
Well, you know, infection's a bad thing. It's bad on the kidneys, it's bad on the liver, it's bad on the crops. And sometimes when you have the swords to plowshare, next thing you know, you got a corrupted harvest.
It could possible happen, especially when you're rocking with dual mana.
Yeah, you know, if you got dual lands and you're Prodigal Hyromancer and you're Hyromancer, that's definitely something that could be a problem.
Oh, that's definitely something, a problem. You got to watch out for those fire slingers. There are problems out there.
Especially. So, I noticed you got first strike, and you're just on the ball today.
Well, obviously I do have first strike. I've made several attempts of vigilance, and I've also provided something that your studio could use in times of danger. It's called an avatar, and you take that avatar and combine your life total, and that is the power of toughness of that life total creature and avatar.
Thank you. That is probably the nicest thing any guest has ever done for us.
Hey, you know what we really appreciate? If you could proliferate that for me.
Oh, absolutely. If you could get down on that, if you could proliferate, that would, you know.
Hey, I got one more question, Johnny. Does that come with a scry, too?
Oh, it comes with a scry. It comes with a scry, too.
Thank you.
But also, too, if you really focus and you draw it out, it has suspend as well.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Wow, that's... You know, Johnny Goldman, you're an awesome guest.
So if you spend it all, though, as long as you have a Laboratory Maniac, you're okay.
Yeah, you can always count on Laboratory Maniacs. They're always good storage units. But steer away from the Howling Mines. You don't want to take too much card loss.
Okay.
And that's coming from a pride mate, like myself.
Well, wow. There you go.
Johnny, you know, you've been through a lot.
We appreciate it.
You've been through so much, and you went a far distance to be here. It's an honor... I thanks for being here. You're welcome anytime you want to show up, and thanks again.
Yeah, and I've learned a thing.
I have learned as well.
You know, I've maybe learned a thing or two.
He did. Ninja Steve, he's got a knowledge vast that takes totally of Elixir of Mortality, but he's got more, and he learned more from a Johnny.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I learned more from him than I would have learned from an Endless Ranks of the Dead.
It's true.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Johnny. You take care of yourself.
You boys do the same.
and keep on keeping on. And remember, if you see my pride mate, tell him he's the caller.
All right. All right. I will do forget that.
Wow, Ninja Steve, that was such an honor. I can't believe that we were graced by such a magical person.
Well, he is, when he gathers here, and it is a gathering, yeah. I could definitely say that. It is a good thing, you know?
It was.
He brings his pride mates. It depends on if it's, doesn't matter if it's 2012.
No.
It doesn't matter if it's 2013. Mm-mm. It doesn't matter if it's 2024.
It doesn't even matter if it's 9th edition.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
It doesn't. He brings it to a place where you feel relevant and you don't need to be revised or alpha or beta.
Yeah, and he's just constantly there. He's a constant in your world. In the world.
And I respect that.
Yeah, and he's just there.
I thirst for knowledge. And when I thirst for knowledge, sometimes I just like to ponder.
Yeah, and then when you're trying to ponder, you know, you could have a wall of mist.
Yeah.
And then that's just never...
Or a wall of denial, which is never good. Yeah. You know who you are, lady. Yeah. You know who you are.
Yeah, and you know what? Billie Jean, she's not her lover.
Okay. She's not. Okay. Or mine, ever.
You want bacon, you want bacon fast. But most of the time, you don't get to have bacon like you want it. If you want good, legitimate, accurate bacon, you have to grow yourself some bacon. Sizzle it on the barbecue. Grow it out on the stove. But if you want barbecue that's prime and lean and mean and totally on top of your bean, you need Grow Pig Bacon. In 6 weeks, after watering twice daily, you can have the most efficient bacon that'll have all your neighbors coming to your house for beans. Have them over for chili. Have them over for cookouts. Have them over for anything you want. Small kindlings or the chinlins. Grow your own bacon. Can I get bits? You can get bacon bits. Sub dirty on real fun. Subpar bacon is less than inferior. People who have subpar bacon don't grow it themselves. In 6 weeks or less. Water twice daily. Grow Pig Bacon.
Out there in the space of things, people are living their lives rolling from town to town, enjoying things that are different and things that are the same. Everybody's got rhyme and reason, and everybody's got things that they hold dear to themselves. And on this particular day, when one man's tested of will and strength and power and durability to not only his friends, but to people he don't even know was tested, that man was face bold to the hordes, and he led himself through this vision.
Well, hey there, little missy. So why do you need the space share of Apollo Saddle Rock with you?
I figured you could help me with the kids today.
Yeah, miss... Yeah.
Well, okay, madam. I got a couple hours to spill. Why am I? Me.
Yay! Space sheriff.
I got a. Why my engine friend works on some things around the locals.
That's really nice of you. You sure help him out.
Well, I saved his hide, but he saves my hide more than you could imagine. He's a good pal to have on the road.
And as progression started between the middleman, the man, and the sheriff, a couple of kids nearby started playing with the buffalo pen.
Hey, check it out. Look at this. Look at the latch. It's going with the bulls.
Yeah, we should let them out. They don't need to be in there.
They're friends.
They need to go free.
Yeah, we could probably even ride one.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Oh, no! Saddle Rock, all those bulls over there, all 19 space buffaloes.
Well, if I be plum, pluckered, and tuckerfied, I can't believe what I'm seeing with my own eyes. It's 19 space buffalo, riding, having a space stampede.
If you don't save these 14 school kids on this space field trip, it's going to be bad.
Well, I'll make sure, little darling, to get you and these 14 kids on this space school trip out and about. Hey, little star, where are ya?
Meanwhile, out over at the village, little star tends to a small child. Get in a brace. Hold on there. I will tie this. I feel something in the wind. It is Saddle Rock. He is in trouble. I'm sorry, village people. I must tend to him.
Get out of the way, ma'am. You need to hide it behind those space boulders.
Help! Help!
Get those kids back.
Help!
Little Star,
help!
Over there on the other side of the space ravine.
I see. I will help the child.
Help! Help!
Well, get him, Little Star.
I've got him. He's on my horse. We will ride back to safety, young boy.
Here, let me throw you my lasso. I'll pull you across the ravine, and you'll get it over here. Is everybody safe? I'm counting 14 kids, ma'am.
It looks like they're all safe.
Yeah, everybody's all safe there.
Well, that's what happens when you have Apollo Saddle Rock, the sheriff of space, a part of the team.
Thank goodness you were here on this day.
Yeah.
Stevie and Rich, next time, you don't go messing around with the latches.
We didn't mess around with the latches.
No, we weren't in there. We were just playing.
Well, I have a feeling you kids were messing around with those latches.
And you make sure, kids, and stay away from grown-ups without talking to them. Strangers are dangerous. Here, have this piece of candy.
Well, that ought to tell you, kids out there, you should listen. Don't be doing things you're not supposed to, like opening latches. And make sure if you're gonna take candy, you make sure you take it from someone you know and trust. Space Cowboy 3000.
Welcome back, folks. Man, in honor of all the great things that happened today, I'm just happy to say,
Well, you know, it's good to say things, especially when you're happy to say them.
Exactly.
Because when you're depressed to say them, you really don't say them with the pizzazz, the exuberance, the additional flavor.
The flow and the flonks and the fledge.
Yeah.
Listen, folks, if you sometimes live life where the glass is half full, instead of living it that the glass is half empty, you're going to constantly reoccur problems all over your book face, and it's going
to
hurt you.
Well, I have a problem with that whole theory to me. It, to me, is more of 6 ounces of water in a 12-ounce glass. So it just is what it is.
Absolutely.
So, but nonetheless, though, did you know that I'm your undercover boss?
He is.
I've been there.
He showed up to your workplace, and he questioned your work ethics.
Yeah, at Pizza Hut, I was there.
He was.
Yeah.
There was one time when you were baking pizza, you were really extremely desiring to get off the clock and get out of there, and you cooked the pizza with less time than you should have.
Mm-hmm. And one time, I was almost in a boy band.
He was.
Yeah, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I decided not to be in a boy band.
Nope, he stepped out of that decision.
Yeah.
But you know what, folks? Listen to this.
It was offered to me, and I thought about it.
When something shows up to you on a gold platter, you don't accept it. When something shows up to you on a silver platter, you probably should think about it.
Yeah, and then if someone gives you a champagne tray to carry your champagne 12 feet so you can sit down, just understand that's what the problem is, okay? Don't feel complicated when someone walks up to you with a small silver platter and goes, excuse me, tries to take the champagne out of your hand.
And listen, if they have a napkin on one of their hands, accept that. It's sanitary, it's fashion, it's design, and sometimes when you're out on a boat, it's what gets you through the night.
Yeah, and especially when you're flossing down the Rio de Janeiro Grande, just rocking.
Absolutely.
On your catamaran.
Oh, absolutely. Fist in the air.
Yeah, fist in the air with the ladies just chilling out, getting a suntan.
It was right after you got done signing a contract for your first album. You were drunk. You were high at the exact same time. You were driving 75 miles an hour when that corner was not supposed to be taken at that speed in the brand new Corvette that you had just bought with all that money on the same night, and you wrecked your car.
Yeah. You know why he wrecked his car, though? Because he was using the Flowbee.
He probably was.
He was trying to cut his hair with the Flo-B.
Yeah, he was trying to be fashionable.
Yeah.
Flo-B up his hair and save money on haircuts, and that's what caused it.
Okay,
but you know what? It ruined his singing career.
It really did.
It ruined his entire singing career, all because of a Flo-B decision.
So, life lesson out there, folks. Flo-Bs equal bad decisions.
Yeah. Anybody who involves a Flo-B in their life, it will be creating such a bad situation and such a bad resolve that you can lose your whole life.
Now, the decision to talk about a Flo-B is a good decision.
It does.
But the decision to Flo-B itself is the bad decision.
Understand the first step of getting out there and fixing yourself and moving on from your problems is admitting it.
Yeah, and if you can admit what you're admitting to, then you have done the justice to the problem.
Have you done the league?
I have done more than the league. I've done the elite. I've done the international. I've done the animated. I have done it all.
Okay.
I have been there. I have been at, I've been to the Justice Society.
You've actually consecrated yourself into within the hold of the system.
I have got a statue in the Hall of Justice.
Okay.
I actually had hung out with Wendy, Marvin, and the Wonder Dog. And one time I hung out with the Wonder Twins.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. And they took the pail.
They say two is better than one.
And it was, definitely.
That's strong work.
But I'd much rather hang out with Jan than Jane, because he was... She was... Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do in your time.
It happens, you know, and occasionally things happen. And when they do happen, reactions happen.
You know, sometimes I find myself in some extreme maximum carnage. And when I find myself in some maximum carnage, there's a lot of things going on that I don't understand.
Yeah.
But I stay clear of it.
But you keep at it, though.
Yeah, I keep staying consistent. I try to avoid my demo goblins. I try to avoid doppelgangers. And I try to avoid just crazy people in general.
Well, I mean, when the life is full of problems, as it is, you know, girlfriends die, okay? Clones are made of people.
Absolutely.
You
understand
know,
this, folks.
If you have an uncle, he's going to die.
I will completely admit to the fact that I gave up my entire career of existing as a person at a slave labor just to make a decision on what can be conceived as maximum carnage. And you as well, too, folks, can do it.
Yeah, and when the wild dog's unleashed, it is the end of terrorism in Iowa.
It is. When terrorism is at its peak in Iowa, someone has to step up.
And that's the dog.
Wow. It is. And I hope he comes back.
Well, we hope so. But there's other things that we can hope for, that you're enjoying this awesome edition of Thought Hour After Dark, because I did.
Twice.
It's like.